Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mlaleli ngiyakubingelela futhi ngegama elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu waseNazaretha, ubingelelwa yimusizi wakwaZuma la sikhuluma khona ngingqikithi yokukholwa ngolwesine omuhle kangaka ngebirthday month yami engu-April. Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ke bathandekayo osigcinile kwaze kwaba lana. Siyaqhubeka ngeyithelo zikamoya oyingcwele noma iyithelo zikamoya ezidevelopheka empilweni yakho useseyikholwa. Last week sesakhuluma ngothando, sesakhuluma about the unconditional love of God. Sabona ukuthi uma ungenalo uthando awukakabi umntana kaNkulunkulu, because elona noma eyona sign noma uphawu elokuthi umntana kaNkulunkulu ukuthi unalo uthando. Umuntu umthandana noma angasathandeki, because uNkulunkulu naye uyabathanda bakhe. Uthanda abalungile, uthanda abangalunganga. Sizoqhubeka futhi sofunda lana ku 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to verse 7 ethi uthando liyabekezela, uthando lumnene, alunamhawu. Uthando ke bathandekayo liyabekezela. Uthando uba patient nomuntu omthandayo, because uyamthanda loyo muntu. Kusho ukuthi, in other words, umnikeza igrace. Into engiyitholile ke bathandekayo ngama fruit of the spirit ukuthi esikhathini esiningi abantu abakhona ukubona ukuthi wena usindisiwe nangempela, uyikholwa langempela na, abantu ophila nabo, whether ifamily yakho, abangani bakho, and the people that are closest to you, yiba bangasho ukuthi usindisiwe, usizwe, ungumntana kaNkulunkulu, noma cha iseseyinde indlela. Yena makasho usindisiwe kodwa kuseseguningi okushodayo. It's because abaziboni iyimpawu ezishoyo ukuthi nangempela ungumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Ibehavior yakho ukuthi uziphatha kanjani, ubehavior njengomntana kaNkulunkulu or ubehavior njengabantu basezweni. Esikhathini esiningi ke one of the people esingababonisi uthando it's our immediate family members, but uthola ukuthi ubonisa abantu uthando ngaphandle. Ngakhe ngezwa i-story of another lady osindisiwe umthandayo uNkulunkulu, umyeni wakhe akasindiswanga, uyayiphuzela. So kwathiwa kune family day and wamncenga umyeni wakhe ukuthi makeze enkonzweni ezovakasha. Umyeni lo kangafuni, but at the end of the day wagcina sekavumile ukuthi uzoza enkonzweni. Makafika enkonzweni uyamangala, ubona unkosikazi wakhe ume phambili, izinto azikhulumayo zihlukile kunalezi zinto azenzayo ekhaya. Uze ukhuluma indlela abathanda ngayo abazalwane, and then athi ngicela ukuthi sihaganeni, sibingelelaneni, siyenzeni ini. Ubona unkosikazi wakhe uhaga abanye bomama, abanye bo, you know, other church members. Uzuyamangala ukuthi how is this the same woman engihlala nayo endlini na. It is because bathandekayo esikhathini esiningi the fruit of the spirit, ama families wethu are not the beneficiaries of the fruit of the spirit empilweni zethu, because sithatha ukuthi ayi kuyafana bafuna ukusindiswa kwathini kwangathangani, sibatreate ngendlela ekungamelanga ukuthi sibatreate ngayo. But uNkulunkulu expects us ukuthi ama families wethu si babonise the love of God and the character of God through the fruit of the spirit. Uma ufuna ukubona ukuthi uNkulunkulu njani, visit the fruit of the spirit, uzokhona ukubeka, uzokhona ukubona lana. Now sakhuluma ngothando, lithi zikaNkulunkulu uthando liyabekezela. Uthola ukuthi you are such an impatient person ekhaya, you know, lithi uthando lumnene. Abanye abantu abekho mnene, ba rough noma bakhuluma inkulumo yabo, ukhuluma noma kanjani, you know, and then umangale ukuthi hayibo. So lo myeni wakhe wamangala masekasenkonzweni ukuthi ha, umama wakwami uyakwazi ukuhlonipha, uyakwazi ukuthi akhulume kahle, ayiqoqe inkulumo yakhe, kube umama onesizotha because usendlini kaJehova. But uNkulunkulu expects us to have the fruit of the spirit even outside of the premises of the church, ukuthi sibonakalise these fruit of the spirit to our families. Lithi alunamhawu, umhawu mhobholo. Lithi uthando aluzigabisi, alizikhukhumezi. Alizikhukhumezi ke uthando bathandekayo. Mangabe unothando awufuni ukuthi ube ngcono kunabanye abantu, awuzibheki ngathi wena ungcono, ngathi bona bayi lower class, ngathi wena you are a better human being ukudlula bona. Uma ngabe unjalo, that means ukuthi awunalo uthando, mntana sekhaya. We need to pray for God to help us, especially concerning the fruit of the spirit. Lithi aluziphathi ngokungafanele, aluzifuneli okwalo. It's not self-seeking. Lithi alucunuki, alunagqubu. Eyi, sinamagqubu kakhulu. even towards our family members. Sinamagqubu umuntu kwenza something bese soyayibamba leyo nto leyo. You know, amagqubu sometimes ke bathandekayo kunzima ukwa avoid asikhulume namaqiniso. Kuba nzima because if someone has not come to you azo apologize mhlambe khona into akwenze yona, because vele even in our families kunabantu you know abasithatha for granted, abasidelelayo, abasitreata ngathi si nothing. Uthola ukuthi soze unalawo magqubu lawo ukuthi angisamkhulumisi. But mina ngiyake encourage ake namhlanje lithi zikaNkulunkulu uthando alunagqubu. What you need to do is to go to God uthi baba ngicela ukuthi ungisize ngamagqubu, because the fruit of the spirit is not here to expose you so that you are condemned. Ukuthi wena awusiyikholwa kangakanani, nokuthi awufanelekanga kangakanani, nokuthi angeke uzulu ibone izulu kangakanani. But it is here to diagnose ukuthi into eshodayo kuwe yilokhu. Then you go to God and say, Father, ngicela ukuthi usize impilo yami. Amagqubu asesekhona, umona usesekhona, umhawu empilweni yami usesekhona. Angijabuli mangibona omunye umuntu a prospera, because nami ezinye izinto ngiyazifuna but angakazithola empilweni yami. So kunaleyo envy leyo ebakhona ukuthi why ifuneka ayithole mina ngingayitholi. Uma kusesenjalo empilweni yakho, you need to go back to God. UNkulunkulu akusize ku character yakho, because you are not reflecting the character of Jesus Christ, because sithe the fruit of the spirit is love and God is love, meaning ukuthi it is the character of God. So in other words, it means ukuthi wena awunayo I character kaNkulunkulu. Verse 6, aluthokozi ngokungalungile. Khona abanye abantu abathokoza ngezinto ezingasi right, you know, mhlambe kuyenzeka ukuthi vele umakhelwane wakho akanikhulumisi, akenzi kahle or whatever, uze kuthiwa uthole i-accident bese sowuthi ya vele bekacabanga ukuthi uyophelela laphi. That is not the talk of umntana kaNkulunkulu. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu uthando alithokozi ngokungafanele, meaning ukuthi you need to ask God to help you empilweni yakho ukuthi kusashoda loku kweyami impila. Bese lithi kepha luthokozela iqiniso, lubekezelela izinto zonke, lukholwa izinto zonke, luthemba izinto zonke, lukhuthazela izinto zonke. Hallelujah. So sengizogcina namhlanje ngifuna ukukhuluma ngokuthi na uthando lolu, the fruit of the spirit is love, liphethe wonke amanye amafruit esizongena kuwo. Because lithi zikaNkulunkulu lana masithi siyabhekisisa kule impawu lezi ekhulume ngazo, iqhaqha even other fruit. Lithi masibheka ijoy ukuthi injani ijoy. Lithi luthokozela iqiniso, the fruit of the spirit which is love, luthokozela iqiniso. And then when it comes to peace, ukuthula, it is not easily angered. You become a peaceful person. Awubi ila abantu abahlale baku 5 to njalo, you know, abantu funeka ukuthi batiptoe around you, touches the move, uyokhubeka every anytime from now on. Hlala ku 5 to wena ukukhubeka njalo, so ukhubekile empilweni yakho. No, but the fruit of the spirit which is love, masithi ayibheka la ku 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to verse 8, it is not easily angered and it keeps no record of wrongs, noma alinamagqubu. It is not self-seeking, alizifunelo kwalo. And then when it comes to goodness, ububele, lithi izikaNkulunkulu, it does not delight in evil. Love does not delight in evil. When it comes to the fruit of kindness, lithi iBhayibheli, love is kind, it is not rude. Khona abantu abarude la ngaphandle, khona abazalwane abakhuluma noma kanjani abarude emlomeni wabo, ekusadinga ukuthi uNkulunkulu abasize indlela abakhuluma ngayo. And then when it comes to self-control, lithi it is not easily angered, sesayikhuluma futhi nangale ku peace. And then it always protects, it always preserves. Hambo ifunda la ku 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 to verse 7. And then lastly, ekhuluma about faithfulness. Lithi uthando always trusts, it always hopes. Uthando always believes for the best. Uma simthanda uNkulunkulu, we always believe that he will come through for us. We don't believe ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasithandi. We don't believe ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasiphanisha. uNkulunkulu kusho ukuthi vele kumnandi ukuthi ngehlelo yele zinto lezi. No, but when you love God, you always believe for the best. You always trust him to have your best interests at heart. You always believe ukuthi at the end of the day udumo liyobuyela kuye kuleso sima kundlulisa kuso, noma asivumele ngaleso sikhathi leso. But at the end of the day kukhona le uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi uyifunde. Sometimes uNkulunkulu ufuna ukukhazimula ngempilo yakho, ufuna ukuthi abantu bakhulume ngawe so that ukuthi bazothi, wow, this is truly a man of God, or this is truly a woman of God. Udumo kanjalo libuyela kuNkulunkulu uma kunjalo empilweni yakho. So ngiyakukhuthaza ke mntanasekhaya ukuthi go back to the Lord and ask God ukuthi akusize to develop this love ekhona empilweni yakho ukuthi whatever it is ekhlulayo just say to God ukuthi baba nazi list them before the Lord because sikhulume ngazo lana bese uNkulunkulu uzokusiza uNkosi yomusa ikubusise until next time.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.